God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to prepare us. Not just for the Babe of Bethlehem, but also for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's from the Old Testament, from the prophet Isaiah, at the 40th chapter. And here Isaiah writes, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and proclaim to her that her hard service has ended, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind will see that the glory of the Lord be revealed, and the mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." So far, God's word for our consideration. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem that her hard service has ended. Imagine the word comfort. What does the word comfort bring to mind? Comfort, compassion, love, tenderness, all this means coming to a people who are stressed out, who are troubled with many things. We're in the middle of the Christmas season. Are you stressed out yet? Are you thinking of what's going to happen? What's going to happen in a few weeks? That Christmas will be upon us. That thought stresses out many a people because the world says you got to be ready. You got to be ready for this Christmas because this Christmas is a time of giving. It's a time of giving that best present or gift to your loved one. Maybe a sparkling jewel, a diamond bracelet or necklace or earrings. Or maybe it's the new car or truck that's in the driveway. Or maybe it's a new set of clothes because you've lost all that weight that you need new clothes. Our world stresses out about so much. You go to the Mall of America or any mall for that matter, and you can see people that are just scurrying here and there trying to figure out what to buy, what to have in that box underneath the Christmas tree, whether it be small or large, whether you play a joke on your family member and have this huge box underneath the tree, they open it up on Christmas or Christmas Eve, and there's another box there, and they open up that, and there's another box. Is that how you view Christmas? You view Christmas as a family coming together, a time of joy, a time of celebration, a time of gathering together with food and drink and company. Oh, it's going to be great. Until that Aunt Lucy comes and steps her foot in her mouth and turns everybody off. What's Christmas like to you? What's the next few weeks like to you? Comfort, comfort, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Now, the prophet Isaiah wasn't talking about that joyous time of families getting together. He was talking about the comfort that God brings to his people in Jesus. The compassion that God has for his people who have sinned and fallen short of his glory, who have turned away from him and away from his word. This is happening in our world. This is happening to people that you know that have turned away from God and turned away from his word of compassion and comfort. Turned away from his word of direction, his word of grace and forgiveness. Isaiah is bringing that message to personal lives, bringing that message to you who have sinned, to you who have fallen short of God's glory, to you who have turned from him, to you who have said, "You don't understand me, God. You don't know what I'm living with. You don't know the pains I feel. You don't know what's happening in my life." Well, this God knows exactly what's going on in your life. Your life is an open book to God. He knows the hurts. He knows the misdirection. He knows the pain. He knows everything that's going on with you. And here he comes and he says, "Comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to her that her warfare has ended. The warfare of sin. The warfare of guilt. It's ended in Jesus Christ and him alone." We prepare for this Christmas because it's supposed to be a joyful time. We prepare for this Christmas for personally. We're going to have a time with our families. We're going to have a time of joy. And yet, we live in a world that is spinning out of control. A world that is warring against itself. We have war in the Middle East. We have war in Ukraine. We have China and Korea threatening with nuclear armament. I've often said that, you know, God's not going to allow that to happen. He's not going to allow men to destroy his earth, because this is what he made. This is what he created. And yet we have fearful hearts, not just about Christmas. We have fearful hearts about rising prices in the grocery store or the gas station, watching our retirement funds go to pot, watching all of this happening around us. And we need God's word. We need his direction. We even don't understand what God has for here, Mount Moriah. We don't really understand what he has in store for us. We only see that Trinity now is on their own and Mount Moriah is on their own. We see that tie broken or cut. And we wonder what God has in store for us. What's interesting is that if you read Portals of Prayer this week, kind of slaps us in the face. Kind of wakes us up. Because on Friday, as I was reading Portals of Prayer, as we were together, God called Abraham to walk by faith. As he did, God's promises unfolded. God told Abraham to take his wife, Sarah, and go to a land God would give him. God told Abraham to look at the stars, and so shall your offspring be. It took courage for Abraham and Sarah to believe God's promises because they were old and childish. Yet God blessed them with a son, Isaac. And of course, the devotion goes on. Do you remember what Abraham did? He was going to follow God's word, and he was going to slay his son Isaac for God. Now, we don't understand what God has in store for us here. We understand that you know, we got to let God be God. God says to Jeremiah in the 29th chapter, he says, I have plans for you. Plans to prosper you and give you hope and a future. This is our God. He's reaching out and he knows that he has plans for Mount Moriah. Plans that are not going to be smooth on the smooth road. But we're going to go through our bumps and bruises. We're going to climb hills. We're going to go down in valleys. And yet God will still be there. Because then, if you read this morning's portals, it's interesting. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10. Lord, help us to be still. That request is not easy in a world that seeks to lead us to question and wonder about God. We may be prone to question whether God can really help us in times of need. In the weeks leading up to Christmas, the peace of life and distractions of the world can cause us to get sidetracked and forget what this season is really about. You see, God prepares a road, and he prepares that we will walk on that road. And we're not going to walk on that road alone, because God is there. Comfort, comfort, my people, just doesn't mean a comfort and compassion when a loved one dies. That we automatically put our arms around each other, or shake the hands, or say the kind words, or send the cards with donations. That we really, really care for a person. That we really, really care that they know who God is. Comfort, comfort. Just doesn't speak about that compassion, but speaks also about forgiveness. Repentance and forgiveness. This is what strikes at the Christian heart's life, is that repentance and forgiveness. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. He is saying that to us here at Mount Moriah, that we hold together his gifts of peace and love and forgiveness. You see, Jesus said in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, the 33rd verse, take heart. In the world, you have tribulation. I have overcome the world. When he was sitting, or when he was standing with his disciples in the 14th chapter, he said, peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, do I give unto you. You see, Jesus is here. He is among us. He is speaking words of compassion and forgiveness. He is speaking words of power and peace and joy, and knowing that he is here with us. We do not travel alone. We do not travel on the road alone. As we prepare our hearts, our minds, and lives for Christmas, we also stretch our eyes to focus on the Lord's coming again, because Jesus says he will come again. And those are words of peace and joy. Those are words of lifting up and encouraging one another that Jesus will come again and he will gather all of us to himself. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Their warfare has ended. Our warfare has ended in Jesus Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen.